Tim McGuine. I'm a research coordinator here at the UW Hospitals and Clinic Sports Medicine Center.
First of all, Tim, let's just establish what in fact is the most common injury among high school athletes.
Well, the most common injury among high school athletes and all really active people are ankle sprains. They take a lot of time and energy to treat. In fact, more people have ankle sprains than any other injury in terms of, you know, whether it's a knee injury, a shoulder injury, a concussion, et cetera.
And they can be pretty debilitating. Even though it's not a break, they can be pretty debilitating.
Very debilitating. And depending on, you know, an ankle sprain, is they're not all the same. Different ligamentous structures can be involved. We all have heard of terms spread around like high ankle sprains. A high ankle sprain can take 6 to 8 weeks for somebody to get back and active, where a lateral ankle sprain may take, you know, less than half as long. It really depends. There's many different types of sprains, and they can be very debilitating, not just in the short term, but in the long term.
What are you going to try to determine through this study with high school football players?
Well, we're trying to determine and basically answer a very simple question. And I know as a former football parent and as a researcher, one of the questions we're asked most often, you know, should my son or daughter use ankle braces? Is it worth it to buy a brace for my son or daughter in different sports? Well, in football, we have that quite a bit. You know, the coach said my son needs to use ankle braces, should they? Or I heard ankle braces make your ankles weaker, so I don't want to use them. What's the answer? And really, that's never really been looked at. So we're just trying to take a very simple question that parents are faced with, coaches are faced with, kids are faced with on a daily basis. It's never been looked at. Will lace-up ankle braces affect injury rates? Will they reduce injury rates? Will they make them higher? Will they maybe... Injuries may occur, but they're less severe. We're just trying to look at all these little questions regarding that.
And how many football players from across the state are going to be participating?
We're trying to get a minimum of 2,250. We'd like to get a maximum up to about 2,500. It's by far the largest study ever been attempted in this population.
Do you want athletes who haven't previously had ankle injuries?
We want everybody. We want injury. We're enrolling everybody from our list of schools that we've got involved. We'll take everybody, whether they've had a previous ankle sprain or not, because with a data set this large, we can do different analyses on maybe braces are just effective for people that had a previous sprain. Maybe they're effective for everybody. We don't know.
Got it. And do you have just a sense, again, maybe as a former high school football parent, or just anecdotally, I mean, how many kids or young athletes are out there using these as a preventative, percentage-wise? Do we know?
It's hard. It's really school or coach dependent. We have some coaches and schools really push them. Other ones are, I've had some coaches, I don't ever want my kids to use them because it'll slow them down. They won't be as fast. So if you have that, in a rough sample, what we've seen right now, anywhere from 20 to approximately 40% of the kids on any one football team will prophylactically use lace-up ankle braces.
And lastly, just let's talk about the braces. I mean, just from a medical technology standpoint, is this, in your view, is this a good product? Is it something that, I mean, is it well made, or are they up to speed as far as medical technology is concerned?
Well, that depends. I would like to say, you know, we shouldn't be selling or recommending any product unless we have some idea of its effectiveness. It's amazing how many medical products are out there for young athletes that have no proven effectiveness. They're proven anecdotally. Athlete X does this, so your son should buy this. And I said that's really not a good way to go. And these braces can be costly. You know, it can cost $60 to $70 to put these braces on an athlete during the year. So my general sense is, you know, the braces are much better than they were 15 or 20 years ago. I think the materials are better. They're responding and do some things better and don't affect, say, normal running and jumping. But I sure would like to know, if they're not effective, we shouldn't be recommending kids to use them.
Fair enough. Are they custom fitted?
No, they're usually sized. You know, there'll be 5 or 6 different sizes, and the kids can put them on. It's like a shoe size. You know, they wear it based on that. So there's not a specific custom fitting per se. They're off the shelf braces.
Got it. Okay.
It's the same brace. We're using the same brace that the Wisconsin Badgers use.
Okay. All right. Tim, good enough. Anything else closing here that you think we need to touch on that we haven't talked about?
No, I mean, I think, like I said, it'd be interesting as we get closer to the fall and get some of the data. We did a study like this in high school basketball players, the first of its kind study, and we're still digging through that data. There's a lot of mountain of data coming out of that one, too, so we hope to have that information available for basketball players here in a couple of months.
I'm sorry, I did have one more question. Have you contacted like coaches, athletic directors around the state? I mean, I'm assuming that you've been recruiting or actively trying to get participation.
Right, we did. We had a great response. We took a list of high school football coaches with athletic trainers. Athletic trainers are the key because they have to go out to the schools every day. And we had the list, a mailing list, and we mailed a letter and email to every athletic director, every coach, telling about the study, then asked if they would like to be considered to be participants, have their school participated. So basically everybody had pretty much equal opportunity to get in. But then once it came down, we had a lot of schools that wanted to be involved. We were only able to take 51 schools, and then we randomly selected them and put them into different groups. These groups are going to use the braces all the time. These kids are just going to practice and play as they normally would.
Got it. All right, Tim, thanks for taking the time this afternoon.
No problem.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.